back and happy Tuesday, still coming to you virtually in this new world that we're living in. And I am so excited about the guest that I have for you today. We have been friends for a very long time through different aspects before I was even in financial services. And this week we're going to be talking about why supply chain and why now. So this is a topic that, especially given the current environment, is so relevant and so important now. So I thought, who better than my longtime friend, Brian Awe, who is the general partner and co-founder of Refashion Ventures, as well as a co-founder and co-organizer of the Worldwide Supply Chain Federation. So Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Can you please tell us exactly who is Refashion Ventures, who is the Worldwide Supply Chain Federation, and what are you up to?
Thank you, Scarlett. I'm excited to finally be featured on Tech Tuesday. So Refashion Ventures is a brand new fund. We're raising our very first fund, and we're raising the fund to make venture capital investments in startups that are refashioning global supply chains. And our thesis is that supply chains around the world are due for a major transformation because of the advancements that have happened in technology, and we want to be at the forefront of investing in and supporting the founders and the startups who are leading that change. The Worldwide Supply Chain Federation is actually a network of supply chain meetups with the chapter in New York as the founding chapter. And again, the goal is very similar to what Refashion Ventures does, which is we really want to create a community that supports and champions the innovators that are going to create the supply chains of the future. Before COVID-19, people might have wondered why that is essential. After COVID-19, I think the question answers itself.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, we've had many conversations over time around why the meetups and how that's grown and how much interest you've gotten at a global scale, which I think is fantastic. So since our topic is why supply chain and why now, let's go ahead and dive right into that. Why now? I mean, you mentioned COVID. Why is supply chain so relevant, especially in today's world?
So Lisa and I tried to tackle this in a booklet we published entitled The World is a Supply Chain. It's available online. It's on our website. It's on SlideShare. People can check it out. But the thing that struck me as we were thinking, as we were developing our investment thesis for Refashion, is that the world's population has increased dramatically. If I'm remembering it correctly, it's something like within the last 75 years, the world's population is going to increase by a whole lot more than it increased in the first 2,000 years that we were collecting data. So that's one. And because of that, supply chains around the world are under a lot of stress. So it means that they're having to do a lot more now than they had to do in the past. That's causing them to become brittle. Now, I don't want to make it seem as if supply chains are useless. The supply chains we have in the world today are amazing, right? They bring us our cell phones, our iPhones, our cars, our food, our clothing, from one end of the world to another in record time at very minimal cost. But that being said, with all the advancements in software technology and connected devices and automation and whatnot that has happened since, you know, say since 2000 or even since 2010, we think that looking forward and then with the accelerating pace at which the effects of climate change are being felt, we feel that looking forward, these supply chains are due for a major transformation, or as we like to say, they're due for a major refashioning.
That's fascinating. And I think you hit on a few key points there. And you talked about the fact that, you know, of course, supply chains are in existence now. They bring us some of the things that we know and love. I know in the past, you and I have had conversations of what are some of those key challenges that exist currently. And you mentioned a lot around these giant optimization problems. What does that actually mean? What does that look like? For someone who's a novice in this stuff, what does that look like?
So I'll give a very simple example, and I think we're facing it right now, right? So one problem we have right now is how do you find PPE? How do you transport that PPE to where it is needed most quickly at the least cost, right? And on a number of phone calls I've been on, the refrain I've heard is PPE is available. It is connecting the people who have the PPE, especially if they're in places that you usually would not. So everyone goes to China for PPE and everyone maybe goes to India, but there are clearly other manufacturers and other suppliers in other places that people do not necessarily know about. And then of course, what we're finding is that there are many more people who are running short of PPE through their regular supply channels and need to look elsewhere. And so one way you can think about an optimization problem is, one, how do you gather this information? Two, how do you clean the information, scrub it, and make sure that it makes sense? Three, how do you analyze the information so that the people who need to make decisions can use it? And then four, how do you make those decisions? And you're doing all these things under conditions of uncertainty, right? So in one instance, it could be that you identify a supplier and they have PPE, but by the time you go through the process of putting together your purchase order and all those sorts of things, securing the funding that you need, that there's a lockdown in that country. And now that supplier cannot ship anything out. If you're doing this manually, you know, you sort of need to go back to the beginning and start from scratch. If you have a software system that has ingested a lot of information and is doing this automatically, ideally that system would already have identified an alternative. And because it's identified the alternative, I mean, you literally need to click a button and that alternative process kicks into gear. So that's hopefully an example that is, it's current enough that people can understand what's going on. And the challenge there is that you're ingesting a lot of information. The decision you have to make is characterized by uncertainty in the real world. But you want to make this decision quickly and you want it to be the best decision that you can make with the information that's available.
Wow, so many gems there. So I appreciate that. Now, if I am an individual, how, and I'm inspired by what you're saying here, how, what can I do to get involved? What does that look like?
Well, that's an interesting question. Before Friday, the 20th of March, I might have said, come join our meetup and come to our events and support the amazing innovators and founders in our community. Now that, you know, most of the world or a significant chunk of the world is under lockdown and we're dealing with this crisis in a way that we weren't before, I'd say if people go to our website, which is the Worldwide Supply Chain Federation.com. I know it's a mouthful. It's a mouthful. But if you go to the Worldwide Supply Chain Federation.com, you'll see a button on the homepage where people can sign up to volunteer. And that is part of our COVID-19 emergency PPE supply chain initiative, which we started on Friday, the 20th of March. And basically what Lisa has been doing is she's taking some work she's done previously related to fashion supply chains. And we asked the question, could we apply that the knowledge she gained doing that to developing a platform that pieces together the different components you would need to create a PPE supply chain, and to create one that that allows people to transact repeatably between suppliers and buyers of PPE. So we need to design a platform that is repeatable, it scales, And that's, we can keep in operation for however long this crisis lasts, right? Because we think if this continues for, you know, more than 12 months or 18 months, that this need to constantly be looking for PPE and procuring it and getting it in the hands of frontline and medical personnel is not going to go away. So that's one way that people can get involved. And if you're volunteering, I mean, we need different types of volunteers, right? We need people to validate data. We need people to help us with sourcing. We could use some help with getting more press around the initiative, and we could also use some engineers because we have to do it. And like I said, we're not building it from scratch. Instead, we're piecing together the best in class from different parties and different organizations. So we could use some engineering help to integrate it all together into one thing that works seamlessly.
Got it. So that's very helpful. And for all of you, we will include the link below. Brian, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to speak with you and to hear how you are having an impact on our world. For more information about Brian's background, for his co-founder, Lisa, who he referenced a few times as well, there'll be a lot of links below. You can also find their book, The World is a Supply Chain, on their website. The link will be below. And any questions, feel free to reach out to Brian or myself directly. As always, thank you for tuning in, and until next week.